And this morning's headline, more evidence, a popular form of the pill promoted as causing less weight gain, acne, and water retention, has a higher risk of blood clots.
Yeah, this is a study that came out in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, an Israeli study that looked at 330,000 women between the ages of 12 and 50, followed for about 6 years, who were prescribed at least once through the prescription records of a popular birth control pill called Yasmin. There are different types of birth control pills, Steve, what we call different generations. That is, as time moves forward, there are different preparations made with variations of progesterone, one of the hormones in there. The estrogens stay the same. It's the progesterone that changes, and that's what they're looking at in this particular birth control pill. And when they followed them, they found that from a relative risk increase, the risk of blood clots in the leg. We're not talking about stroke. We're not talking about arterial blood clots, which can cause, you know, heart attack or stroke. We're talking about blood clots in the veins, predominantly in the legs, sometimes in the lung, and these are called venous thromboembolisms, or essentially just blood clots in the legs. And they found that there's a slight increase in the risk, although the risk is very low. To keep in comparison, women that are pregnant have a 1 in 500 to 1 in 2,000 risk of having blood clots, so quite rare. And similarly for the pills, and previous studies of this particular medication, two other large studies done, showed a risk of about 1 in 9,000. So this particular study shows a little bit more of a risk, but again, you have to keep in mind that these were women between the ages of 12 and 50. So you then have to stratify or divide these up and say, okay, we know that older women are much more at risk of blood clots, especially if they are obese, if they're smoking. Age is a specific factor as well, and if there's a history of cancer. That all being said, if someone is taking birth control pills primarily for contraceptive reasons, not necessarily for acne or cycle control, then certainly there's, you know, even though it's a small increase in risk, you know, you can certainly use the pills, the previous generation pills, without as much concern. It's also a matter of risk tolerance and comfort amongst the women that are using this pill.
And what is the hormone that they are now talking about? Which it's a third generation pill, but what's the hormone they're talking about?
It's called drospirenone, drospirenone. It's found only in this case, Yaz, or the generics that are made from it, Yaz or Yasmin. Again, small risk. We have to keep that in perspective. They did show an increased risk of, you know, a relative risk of 65% increase, but we're still talking about small numbers per thousand in terms of increase. So we have to keep that perspective. But nevertheless, if someone is concerned, if women are concerned about that, they're on this pill, they should discuss this with their physician about changing it if that risk is more than what they're willing to take.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.